It's getting hotter, and so Game and Fish is urging anglers to adjust their practices for fish safety. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hagan. Due to summer temperatures rising across Wyoming, the Wyoming Game and Fish is asking anglers to adjust fishing practices during the state's hottest stretch of summer. Warmer water temperatures can affect fish survival, especially Wyoming's trout species. Game and Fish Fisheries Division Chief Alan Osterlund says it's that time of year when water temperatures are highest. He says warmer surface temperatures have the potential to be lethal to trout. Osterlund says warm water also holds less oxygen, which can stress not only trout but all fish. Trout die after prolonged exposure to water temperatures greater than 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and brief exposure to temperatures over 80 degrees are lethal. Fish stress quicker in low oxygen, warm water, which greatly hampers a fish's ability to recover from the rigors of being caught. However, as water temperatures approach 70 degrees, the chance for any fish species to survive being caught and released is reduced. Anglers who adjust their practices can help more fish survive the heat. Osterlund says as water temperatures increase, anglers should monitor those temperatures while fishing. When water temperatures hit 70 degrees, we recommend anglers stop catching and releasing fish. Game and Fish asks all anglers practicing catch and release to consider the following. Fish early in the morning while water temperatures are cooler. Carry a pocket thermometer to monitor the water temperature. If the water temperature is at or above 65 degrees, consider keeping what you catch within regulations. If the temperature is 70 degrees or higher, do not attempt to catch and release fish. As water temperature increases, using the proper techniques to catch and release fish becomes increasingly important to help ensure that fish has a chance to survive. Play and land fish as rapidly as possible to reduce exhaustion stress. Keep the fish in the water as much as possible. Do not squeeze the fish or place fingers in its gills. Remove the hook gently. If it's hooked deeply, cut the leader. Flies and lures are recommended whenever a lot of fish are being caught and released. Barbless hooks allow easier hook removal, and if a fish is exhausted and cannot hold itself upright, and if regulations allow, take that fish home for supper because that fish probably has a poor chance of surviving. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.